Bank of America will pay out to settle with some unhappy investors.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Bank of America said today it's going to shell out $8.5 billion to settle claims by some investors that the bank improperly managed their money in mortgage-backed securities. It's the largest big bank settlement to date in the wake of the housing bust. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live with the latest on that story. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Steve.
What does this settlement really mean for Bank of America?
Well, Steve, the bank has a very large, hairy, ugly monkey off its back. These poor quality loans were made by a subprime lender Countrywide. Of course, Bank of America bought Countrywide in 2008. Investors lost money when those loans went sour during the housing bust. Banking consultant Bert Ely says it was best for Bank of America to just cut its losses.
Because the uncertainty over how much the settlement's going to cost depresses the stock price. It also has morale impacts on bank employees. It's a management distraction. And so at some point in time, it's better to just settle and move on.
Now, Steve, Wall Street appears to agree. There are signs this morning that investors will bid up Bank of America's stock when the market opens. The bank says it expects to lose $3 billion and change during the second quarter, but investors see that as paving the way for profits in 2012.
What about other banks, Nancy, and the banking industry in general? What's the bigger picture here?
Yeah, I asked Bert Ely about that, and he said he sees the Bank of America settlement as setting a precedent.
This is somewhat breaking the logjam, and that 2011 may be the year in which all of the large banks decide, you know, let's just get this behind it, kind of cleans the decks.
And Ely expects other banks to start to settle now, too, with that same thinking, get their losses behind them this year so maybe they can make some money next year.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nancy, thank you.
You're welcome.
We await the decision of the Greek parliament, the Vouli, on big budget cuts there. Voting is going on right now. They're tabulating as we speak. Measures that are required for international help in the country's debt crisis. A lot of Greeks, though, are not happy about the proposed cuts. Street protests and rioting continue right outside of the parliament building in Athens. The Greek debt crisis is overshadowing most global economic news this morning, which is probably not the welcome French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde had in mind when she accepted the job as the new International Monetary Fund chief. She takes over next week. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest on that. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
How does Lagarde and the changes at the IMF impact what's going on in Greece?
It's very difficult to say because we really are entering new territory now. We're still on the brink of what could be a game-changing event if the Greek parliament fails to approve this package of austerity measures in two votes today and tomorrow. Lagarde and the EU will have to decide whether to carry through their threat to withhold any more of the bailout money from Greece. This will be a very tricky decision because they don't want to let Greece off the hook, but they don't want to trigger a disorderly default either.
Lagarde, Stephen, is what you might call the old guard. She's the French foreign minister, but does that mean she's going to be better suited to tackle the European debt crisis?
Well, she's a European political heavyweight. She can knock heads together in Europe better than an outsider. She has empathy with European leaders. But Eswar Prasad of the Brookings Institution says that empathy may not play too well in the rest of the world outside Europe.
There is a real danger that it could be seen as favoritism rather than technically minded decisions, and that would not serve either the Europe or the IMF very well in the long run.
And Lagarde is going to have to look very carefully over her shoulder at the IMF's biggest donor, the US. She'll have to be very careful that her actions are not perceived in the US as throwing American taxpayers' money into the black hole of Greece's public finances.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Well, European markets are up about a percent and a half, as a matter of fact. President Obama goes before reporters for a White House press conference today. It'll be the first one he's done since March and since debt ceiling talks have heated up. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow surged 145 points to close at 12,188.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today, the Defense Department teams up with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to launch the Military Spouse Employment Partnership. This is a goal to find jobs for military spouses here at home. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports it's a tough task, given how a military family can move around a lot.
Careers in the military require constant relocation from one base to another. That makes it hard for the spouses of service members to hold down a job.
They have an extremely high unemployment rate, nearing 30%.
Kevin Schmiegel is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
You have lots of military spouses with college degrees, even with PhDs, that are currently not employed because of the transient nature of their families.
A spouse's career becomes especially important if a soldier is injured or killed. Tom Tarantino with Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America says military benefits do help, but they won't pay for a vet's kids to go to college.
Suddenly, this person who was in charge of keeping the home front now has to go out and be the primary breadwinner.
So far, 72 companies have signed on to hire military spouses. This summer across the country, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce will be holding job fairs for vets and their spouses. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, John Malkovich is getting into the fashion business. The actor's clothing brand is called Techno Bohemian, a name he says comes from an unknown, unpublished Italian novel. Clothing includes Japanese denim, woven ties, and printed button-down shirts. We're sure the line, like the actor, will have a serious edge. What we're not sure about is whether Malkovich will have the design staying power of a Mary-Kate and Ashley or Lindsay Lohan. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.